You no doubt have seen a lot of people try different ways to scam you. And hopefully you never fell prey to them. See them in emails, social media. SocialCatfish.com did a study on internet scams. And this is based on 2020 stats. New Jersey ranked number 12 when it came to losing money to scammers online. How much do you think total? $98,727,053. Overall, a record $4.2 billion was stolen nationally. Facebook, no surprise, the number one app where most scams originated. And this might be surprising. Generation Z, that's the group of people, age demographic supposed to be most tech savvy. They saw a 52% increase in victims. That's the most of any age group. One way the Facebook scams work, by the way, is by a simple friend request. And you know what? With that in mind, let me talk with the guys for a moment, ladies. Just excuse us for a second. Here's some reality, men. Did you get a friend request from a hot blonde named Tiffany? You don't need me to bury your ego. You can go to Tiffany's Facebook page and see for yourself. When you look at Tiffany's newsfeed, you'll see that Tiffany has uploaded his profile photo. And if you look at the few friends Tiffany has, they'll mostly be black or Latino with very ethnic sounding names. If Tiffany was really sloppy setting up the scam page, you can go to the photos tab, and after the two photos of that hot blonde you think is Tiffany, that got you all worked up, you'll see photos of, well, usually Africans posing outside or playing soccer. Sorry to burst your bubble there, player. Getting back to the study, five types of scams that stole the most money. Business email compromise scams, about $1.8 billion, average of around $96,000 per person. Romance scams, $600 million, around $25,000 per person. Investment scams, $336 million, $38,000 per person. Online shopping scams, that got people for about $250 million, average around $2,400 per person. And identity theft scams, around $219 million, average about $5,000 per person. Mentioned that New Jersey was the 12th state when it came to most people's scams. Which state do you think topped the list? California. $621 million, an average loss of around $9,000 per victim. New York was second, Texas, Florida, and then Ohio. We all remember the Nigerian prince that would send you an email promising you unlimited wealth if you helped him out financially. Well, the top five countries where scammers are from, number one, right, Nigeria. China was number two, India, Romania, and Mexico. Sad truth is money lost to online scammers that's rarely recovered. Major impediment is that scammers typically originate from outside the U.S. where our law enforcement doesn't have jurisdiction. FBI is confirming that they're ramping up cooperation with other countries to try to fight this whole issue and make recovery a little more possible than it currently is. If you have been scammed online, if someone has tried to scam you, you can report to the Federal Trade Commission, the FBI, or you can go to identitytheft.gov. This all proves a pretty important point too when you think about it. Just demonstrates there are way too many people who believe in and fall for the emails that by and large land in their spam folder.